Northeasterly breeze.
Thanks, Darren. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 14th of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra and Forties. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fitzroy, 1,013, slow moving and filling 1,021 by midnight tonight. High Pharaohs, 1,031, slow moving with little change, 1,032 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra. Northerly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. South at Cirra. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west until later, but variable 2 to 4 in southeast. Fair, good. Forties, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in northeast, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, northeast 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 for a time, fair, moderate or good. West Fisher, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, becoming easterly 2 to 4 later, fair, good. East Fisher, northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time, fair, good. German Bight. Northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. Northeast 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover and White. Showers and fog patches at first in Portland and Plymouth, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally very poor at first in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly north 3 to 5. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, east or southeast 3 to 4, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Showers in Shannon, good. Hebrides Bailey. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Fair Isle, easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly in east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in east. Fair, good. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, but southeasterly 4 or 5 at times in east. Fair, good. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east by north, 2, 12 miles, 1024 rising slowly. Stornoway, east, 2, 7 miles, 1026 rising slowly. Lerwick, north, northeast, 4, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast, 3, 8 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Bridlington, north, 4, 1023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east, 4, 2 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 4, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, northeast by east, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1017, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, east, northeast, 2, 5 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Valentia, south by east, calm, 24 miles, 1,019, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast, 3, 24 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast by east, 2, 27 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 14th of May. The general situation, high pressure centred to the north of the United Kingdom will maintain a mainly north or northeast flow across inshore waters, and bar a few showers at first in the southwest, the weather will be fair with a good deal of sunshine through the period. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeast, backing north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Murray Firth. Fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeasterly, backing northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast 2 to 4, backing north 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 3 or 4, backing north 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 for a time in west. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers at first, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Pembrokeshire, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in east. Showers at first in south, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Anglesey. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and later in north. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Mull of Kintyre, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in North Channel. Fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Mull of Kintyre, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in north. Fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, but variable 2 to 4 at times in south. Fair, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, decreasing 2 at times in northwest. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills.
Good morning. What are you doing when you pray? It's a question so personal, it feels almost rude to ask, but I've learned such a lot from people willing to share their experience and their practice. Lots of us have versions of a Sunday school mnemonic, the image of a hand, a finger each representing thanksgiving, repentance, intercession, petition, worship. As someone who's always talked a lot, this kind of praying can become a very wordy business, even when it appears to be silent. Lots of talking inside my head, not much listening. I've been learning to move away from words, towards a deeper, wordless worship. It's easier said than done, finding a place that is inwardly quiet, but it's this reaching down into love that connects me to the light. For most of us, I guess, moments that feel like revelation don't come every day. They happen and they're transformative, but they're fleeting. We hardly become conscious of them before they're overtaken by the thinking, analytical, wordy brain, and there's no knowing when they'll come again. I love what the American contemplative Jim Finley has to say about this experience. I won't break faith with my enlightened heart. The moment dissipates, but I choose to allow it to shape me anyway. One way of doing this is by honouring the convictions that arise in prayer. A 20th century Quaker wrote that a prayer is always a commitment. We have to be prepared that we ourselves might be the answer to our prayer. And so the wordless prayer leads us back to the world of words and action. Thank you, friends.
That was Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson-Mills. Now on Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. It's a whirlwind world tour for the US Agriculture Secretary. Her first stop was London to talk agricultural trade.
That's why I'm here in the UK today, headed to Italy next, then headed to Vietnam, South Korea, India, then South America, as we begin to continue to build out these markets around the world.
We'll have more on the detail a little later. First, though, all week we're taking a closer look at grassland, something